Okay. Hey, everybody. It is Two Legs. It is the live edition. I'm joined by the Morse Moose. I'm the Grey
You are a Grey Goose.
Goose. Yes,
You
exactly.
like Grey Goose?
Oh, yeah. Grey Goose is not bad, actually. Grey Goose is
Yeah.
actually bad. If for those that know what we're kind of hinting at.
Can't say I ever have.
No, good for you,
No.
buddy. Good for you. Anyways, I'm Tom, Andy, and this is Two Legs, and this is Ranking the Tracks. This is Volume 8. It is London Town. There you go. You got the LP right there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's got the Capitol label on it.
It certainly does.
Yeah. Yeah,
The
gotcha. Yeah, that's right. Well, for that time being.
one. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So
Now, is that more the more glossy cover you got there?
it is a glossier cover.
Yeah.
It's got a nice little shine to it, you know?
Right,
Told
right,
that
right.
yeah, these were pressed, pressed pretty nicely, these ones. For the most part. You see them everywhere. That's why on Facebook I posted like my 10 copies, but they've held up, they've held up pretty well.
Right. Cool. Excellent. So, anyways, this is Ranking the Tracks. We're doing London Town this week. We're also going.
Volume, yeah, eight albums into it already. Unbelievable.
Wow, it seems like it's going quick.
It's going very
Don't know
quick.
what you. Yeah. So, we're also going to do a little surprise. We're going to open up a few of our McCartney 3 color vinyls, just to show people what they look like. And you got the Coke bottle in your hands, right?
Yeah, this came today. The Coke's the Spotify Coke.
Yeah.
Tom's got the red.
I got the red right here. Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
I'll tear it. I'll go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm still waiting on my red, but
Okay.
take a look and see what this looks like. No hype sticker on this one.
I mean, there's a few of them that didn't have hype stickers, so it was,
Yeah.
for all you hype sticker fans, I'm sure that was a disappointment.
Yes, which I am one. Okay, and here we go.
Oh, look at that. Look
Pretty
at that.
sharp.
That is far out.
Pretty sharp. Nice.
Yeah.
Coke bottle, whatever you want to call it, colored
Right.
Spotify. Whatever Spotify. Looks nice though.
Now, did you get the Spotify Eager Station?
No.
You didn't get that one? Okay.
You?
No. I'm almost seriously debating on getting it
Didn't
now.
know they did one.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
So.
Let's see. Hey, Joe. Yeah, Joe.
Hey.
Hello. Joe says hello, Cufflinks.
Cufflinks.
Hudson, did they remember to put your name and address on the McCartney 3 packages? Ha ha ha. There goes the shrink. Yep.
Yeah. Now the red
So let's see the red here.
came with a poster. Okay.
It did.
Yes.
Ooh.
Made in Rocktown.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what you're gonna get in the red. Now, the other thing about the red is it has the eyes
The
closed
eyes
McCartney.
closed in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Steve, if you're watching, Steve, our good buddy Steve, this is the one where you'll get the eyes closed McCartney. So check that out, and let's see this red here. And oh
Yeah, let's
boy,
see it. Let's
I
see
am
it.
just really pumped about
Nice.
this. Look at that. That is, I mean, I don't know if, yeah, the lighting was
The camera doesn't do it justice, but it looks
no.
great.
Oh, this is just one of the best reds I have seen on vinyl, period. This is just amazing. Amazing looking, a wonderful flat.
Very nice.
Yeah, Third Man really did an excellent job. They got the Third Man logo. At the Third Man logo, now those who are, pissed off that we didn't get the logo on the actual album, the Third Man logo is going to be right next to the MPL logo on the top. Okay, so
Okay.
it's Capitol. You got MPL, and then you got the Third Man logo up on top. So that's how that's working. So I really wish that's a little bit closer right there. But this is just an amazing, amazing red vinyl, and
Tom,
really glad.
Joe asks, is it the red hand numbered?
Yes. So my got 902 out of 3,000.
Dope.
Yeah. So yours, Andy, you should have yours should be numbered on the back as well.
Spotify? Oh, I don't have the red yet.
No, the red. Yeah, when you get red.
Oh, it'll be numbered? Okay. Right.
Okay. So now let's do the green because I've been really – this was the very first one that I got.
All right, the Target so, green, yeah.
Yeah, this is the one we got on day of.
At so the totally, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Again, different back. You know, I think I might like this one best of the three. I really dig this this back.
You don't like this one? I like this one the best.
No, it's good too. I like it, but I think this really showcases, you know, him in the studio. You know, I like fair. That.
This should have been the cover. This should have been the cover.
Oh, absolutely. You know, let's get this sucker opened. I am gonna keep the shrink on it for now.
Are you?
Yeah, even though I'm not the biggest shrink guy, but come on, here we go.
What I noticed with a couple that I've opened, with the one or two that I've opened already, is that the jacket doesn't naturally close nicely.
Right. Right. The green on here doesn't really necessarily match the green.
No.
But right. But a nice green nonetheless.
Yeah.
You know.
It's almost like a lime.
Yeah, a little bit. But really, really dig that green. I mean, this is a nice one too. Again, just the colors are excellent.
Oh, very. Yeah, they did a good job with the metal. Coloring, and they weren't very dull. They were very bright.
Oh, absolutely.
Colors
absolutely.
Popped well.
Yeah. Like I said, last night I opened the yellow to show the wife because
that's
the one that she got. So I was really, really happy with this yellow. I mean, this is like lemon yellow almost in a way, you know, so really, really, again, really sharp, really predominant, especially when you see it, you know, head on and not through a camera, you know, so again, really nice. And we'll do another one here. Let's see here. So many, huh?
Yeah. I have a couple more here too.
Yeah. So, I mean, why don't you do the pink?
I opened that one already. This is the
did?
White. This is the white.
Yeah. Do the white then. Yeah. Do the white.
I haven't
then.
Opened the white. All right.
Okay.
Bull Moose, right?
Yeah. Well, Indy. It's Indy, really, if you want to.
Oh, see, this one's numbered. Okay. 1889 out of 4,000. Would have been great.
It would have been funny if it had been 1882.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Yeah. So I was kind of a little ticked off that not all of them had hype stickers or whatever because, you know, you have to open them now to find out that this is the orange.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that.
You know, and again, perfect. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent orange. I love this. This is so,
let's see how the old
so effing good. But again, you know, because of the lighting and the camera, you know, you're not really getting the orange. No. You know. But see, that's great. The white is excellent.
White came out pretty nice.
Yeah.
White and the black contrast pretty cool, which is nice.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I'll do the violet next.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, go for it.
Very, very, very happy so far with these.
I got one more to open up.
Oh, great. Which one you got still?
I think it's just the black.
Oh, yeah, because you got the three dots on the side, right?
Yep,
and that's the black. Now, Joe, our good buddy Joe, he got a black, but it ended up having the three lines on the side. So we were hearing that the dots were U.S. pressings, and then the lines were U.K. pressings, or European pressings. Or
okay. Tony says, how much would you spend on all that? I have a mortgage that comes first. Yeah. Well, the good thing about these, when you bought them, you were charged right away. It wasn't like Amazon. They deducted from these like weeks ago. So it was kind of like.
So you can kind of keep track of how much you were spending, you know.
Right.
Now this is far Ooh. Out too.
Is that the that's the purple?
The violet. Yeah, the violet.
Wow, sure.
Really kick ass. It's a little translucent, but not much.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but really, really, again, oh, every stinking color so far has just been excellent.
Very nice. I would say my least favorite of the colors so far would probably be that green one.
Yeah.
But
okay,
but
fair enough.
Nice, but I mean, everything looks pretty sharp. Joseph, yeah. Maybe Andy got the autograph. Oh, what? But there's, well, I don't think this one would have been autographed. This just came in the mail, so.
Well, no, I thought I heard a couple of the whites were autographed.
The whites?
Yeah, the indie ones. Yeah.
Let me check again.
So I'm going to open mine now.
All right, open it up. Hold on. Where would it have been autographed? Right in the middle?
I think on the vinyl sleeve, vinyl jacket.
I don't even know what the hell I'm looking at.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But it's written on here, though. It's written on here on the actual LP, 1989 out of 4,000. 1889
okay.
out of 4,000.
Yeah, see, I got 3,594 out of 4,000.
On the white?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, does yours say 4,000 on the back?
4,000.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. Okay, there you go. Yeah, this white is sharp, too, man. Wow.
Very nice. White, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Inside slick, Joe said. Okay.
Okay.
You know what the rarest one's going to be to find is going to be the black one.
The black. Yeah. that's like a running joke. That's a running joke.
Let's take a look at the black one. Just see how that looks.
Yeah.
And Newberry, I have. Yeah. Well, you can. I have. I already opened. That's the one I've been playing for weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to open that one next.
Yeah, Newberry is very nice. But let's just take a look at the old regular one. Spend all this. Kind of, this is like an unboxing slash rank the tracks. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right. This is just the black, I think. Who knows? Let's see. It's just the black. Wow. A regular record. Yeah. A regular record. A regular record.
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have guessed?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what were these about? 25 apiece, right? Without tax?
Oh, no. 30.
All right, $30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a nice pink.
That's Newberry. Yeah, Newberry is very nice.
Yeah, that is a super, super pink.
But I've already found you got to put them in the plastic sleeves because of the jacket. I don't like how the jacket sits.
Yeah.
The jackets just don't sit.
Yeah, because I had it, because I have like a little display that you put the album in, you know, to stand it up.
And
this one was really difficult to keep in the stand.
It doesn't stay in there good.
Yeah,
It just doesn't, you know? Joe says he wants a black with dots on the spine.
Yeah, I know. That was fun. The video that Joe did was relatively funny regarding that.
Tom Brennan, a lot nicer than my white album, white vinyl I had back in the 80s. Yeah, that one wasn't made as well, that one.
Yeah. So that's the green. So yeah, the yellow. So I think that's all of them right now.
So I'm waiting on my red still, which I'm pretty sure that I ordered that. And then you waiting on any more, or that's it?
No, yeah, I'm waiting on the blue.
Oh, the blue.
From the HMV blue, which is coming from UK.
Yep.
And then a good buddy got. I'm gonna get the Coke bottle from a good buddy.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Good. So.
All right, so that's our unboxing, and I'm still waiting for the Japanese CD. That hasn't come yet.
Ah, really? Some people got that quick.
Yeah, because they paid extra probably through deep for shipping. I didn't.
Okay, you didn't? Okay.
No, gotcha. So I'll get that whenever. So, but yeah, more stuff will trickle in. The Japanese and the red, I'm still waiting on. But the
gotcha.
Everything, yeah, your vinyl looks nice. Very nice.
Yeah, no, I'm really pleased, man. I'm really excited and happy that that we went all out like we did, or like I did, like some of us did. And stay, matter of fact, yeah. And after the ranking, stay tuned because we'll announce, you know, the rest of the shows for January. And you're going to want to check that out because we've got some exciting guests coming up this month, you know, for more shows. So you might want to check that out. So, okay, London Town. Now, I've always seen on social media, London Town, that it's always like right in the middle, you know, it's always kind of like a middle tier, you know, record. You don't see as many people love it as much as you do, Andy. I think you tend to see find people that kind of are like on the fence about it. It's either like a middle tier or maybe a little below, you know. But
I've seen people rank it. Not too many people rank it high. Mm-hmm. I've seen like the occasional person post that they really like it, but for the most part, it's definitely middle of the road for most McCartney fans.
Right. Which is a shame because I think it is a really good record.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Yeah. You know.
And then earlier when I posted that wonderful graphic of that Ethan did for us again. So thank you, Ethan.
Thank you, buddy.
You know, people were putting their rankings of the songs on there already this morning, and they couldn't be any more different. You know, they were, you know, all over the place, and I thought that was really cool.
Well, you said 14 tracks, so yeah. Longer album, over 50 minutes running time. So maybe that
it really
that
pushed the limits.
Yeah, really. Of how much you can get. It did, and you've got, and on that, you've got two tracks that are, you know, one's almost 6.5 minutes, and one's almost 6 minutes.
Right.
So, you know, with a little luck and more smooth. So
is right.
You've got tracks that, two tracks that take up a lot of vinyl space here.
Mm-hmm.
On the, let's see, Joe says it's mid-tier, but many like it. Yep. Hudson said it's probably around 11 or 12 for him. Tom Brennan says it's the least favorite of all his Wings albums.
Wow.
It was Wings album.
Of the Wings. Yeah,
album,
of the Wings.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hudson likes it better than Band on the Run. There's a win right there. I'm with you, Hudson. Win.
A lot more material to listen to on this one than on Bands on the Run.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, 14 tracks, and I don't think we'll have too many that are like lined up the same choices, but we'll see.
And this is one of the more anticipated archive sets too that people would like to, you know, get out there and buy. Absolutely, you know, because you got to think, okay, Girl School is going to be included in this set, Moloch and Tyre will be included in the set, you know, Water Spout thank you. Yes, yeah, thank you. That will probably be included on the set for sure. So and other stuff as well, I'm sure. So
yeah, so you lit us off this week, my friend.
Okay. My number 14, unfortunately, you know, I really appreciate what Denny has done throughout his time in Wings, or working with Paul McCartney, but Children, is my least favorite on the song. Musically, I really enjoy it, but, you know, Children, just, you know, lyrically and the way he sings it, not a fan.
Yeah. I have a feeling that's, you know, a lot of people probably rank that one a little low.
Right.
Children, Denny Lane. Again, and you got Deliver Your Children, which is, you know, I'm sure that we'll have ranked way differently than that.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's definitely the better of the two children songs on this record.
Yes, I think so.
Joe said Water Spout might have made for a better song, not Spout.
Yeah. It was Spout. I know I said Sprout, but I know it's Spout, you know, so.
Yeah. Alright, number 14 for me is the instrumental Cuff Link.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which we were talking about. We actually just did a show with Dylan Seavey on instrumentals.
Right.
We're gonna post on Saturday, and we talked about this, and I know Tom quite liked Cuff Link.
Yes.
Dylan. And I like it, but it just goes. I don't like it because it cuts off Backwards Traveler, which should have been 2 minutes longer.
Right.
So, Cuff Link for me as the lone instrumental is my weakest track on the record. I like it. I never skip it because it's a nice little funky riff jam thing going on there. Mm-hmm. But, that's my number 14. You're
gotcha. All right. 13. I don't like the mood of this song. I don't like the way it's sung. Don't Let It Bring You Down. Not a particular favorite. Yeah, I know. I just like the slowness of it. Don't let it bring
but this
you
is,
down.
So, we talked about this with, with Ted Montgomery, I think, at one point. Yeah. He's the vocal range on this song is off the charts.
Yeah, it is.
End? I mean, I know it's I know it trudge along like you're like in an English canal going slow. Like,
right.
I know.
Right.
You know. But it's... But it's it lyric. It's a real, real vocal exercise towards the later stages of the song. But I could see how people were like, "Oh, this is like,
yeah, yeah." But you got okay. This is what track 13. By this point in time, I'm like done with the folk style songs. You know what I mean? You got so many. Yeah, you got so much acoustic stuff going on in this album. By track 13,
That's the point of the whole thing.
It's a
folk chill low-key album.
Yes, true, true. But I think this is the lead. I think, besides Chill and Children, I think these two were
these two lowers for you.
Yeah.
All right. Number 13 for me, The Ode to the King, Name and Address.
Yeah.
There's two rockers on this album, and they just don't fit well on here. They try to be rockers. I think Tom would agree. They don't really fit in too well with the concept of the album. Name and Address is okay. It sounds like Elvis, but it just stops in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's one that really could have been elbowed and knocked off the album because it just stops. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's too many songs in Paul's career that have been commercially released that just stop. It's like, we just stopped because we ran out of ideas on this song. It's got some nice little riffs, but that's definitely not a highlight for London Town for me. That's my 13.
Gotcha.
Jamie says, don't let it bring you down is like Loop from Red Rose Speedway.
Right on, brother.
Right on. Tom Brennan has famous groupies as 14.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
I was wondering where we were going to start seeing that one pop in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, number 12 for me. The rest of the songs I like to love. Okay, so we're in the part now where I'm really liking the album. The first two songs I'm really never been a big fan of, but now we get to the liking part of the album. And I like Girlfriend, don't love Girlfriend, but I do. The best part for me is his falsetto for this song. Musically, it doesn't do anything for me, but I really dig his singing on the song. But other than that, that's it. That's all I really enjoy about this.
One might argue that Michael Jackson's cover was even better.
Yes. Yeah.
And it cut out the bridge, I think, of the song.
That's true. But but when you got Quincy Jones, it could potentially, he had the potential to make it a little bit better, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Paul's a bad producer, because I think we know Paul is an excellent producer.
Yeah.
But this one just doesn't cut the mustard for me on a musical sense, but the way he delivers the song, I really dig.
Yeah, I actually like the playing on that song better than the actual falsetto.
Okay.
I dig that. And I think that made an appearance on Pure McCartney, didn't it?
I'd have to go back and look, but Girlfriend?
Yeah.
I've got it right here.
My number 12 is Famous Groupies.
Ah.
John Marino, too low, Tom. Girlfriend number one. Paul's number
okay. that's fine. We're all going to disagree on this stuff. I love about doing this.
Famous Groupies is my number 12. Again, I'm kind of – is it on there or no?
No, it's not on there.
No, why did I think it was?
No, right. Don't worry about it.
Double check again. I think it is.
so what's your 12?
Famous Groupies.
Okay.
Again, it's kind of like, it's on Girl. It's on Wingspan CD.
There you go.
I knew it was on something.
Yeah.
Famous Groupies, again, the folk thing going on again.
Yeah.
I don't love the whole, Famous Groupies, we are like,
right.
It's
only paid in rupees.
Yeah. It's okay. After coming after With a Little Luck, it's really a letdown. I guess anything following With a Little Luck would be tough. It's okay. I don't love it. But it could be, it starts there. What?
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah.
And then like his voice is very weird on that track. I've always not been a huge fan of it, but that was my number 12.
Gotcha. Okay, 11 for me. We're going to go to the Cufflink, which instrumental. I would normally put an instrumental probably closer to the bottom, but this one I think has a lot of going for itself. I mean, really, I think the synthesizer on this one I think is excellent. And I've always enjoyed it. I think it's, you know, I think it's better use of synthesizer than a lot of songs on McCartney 2.
Really?
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
That's some high praise.
Yeah. So definitely one that, that I've enjoyed a lot.
Cool. That was number 11 for
11,
you?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 11 for me, which is track number 2 on the album, Cafe on the Left Bank.
Oh, really? Wow.
Because to me, the mood of the record is set with London Town, you know, and then track 2 just goes into this kind of wah, 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 and it's just, to me, it, and then with track 3 being I'm Carrying, like if something right. else was sequenced in there, maybe like Deliver Your Children or something else, or even Backwards Traveler, it might have made that, or put that track somewhere else. And like, I like the song, but not where it is on the record. I like it, but I don't like where it's sequenced. I mean, it's a really good song, but I just don't, where it's sequenced, I have to lower it. Plus, I like the other songs better.
Gotcha.
Great guitar playing on it, and lots of references to all the Paris stuff. Good bass riff on it. Yeah, as Serge just said. Yeah, great playing on Cafe. And that's probably one of the ones that Jimmy and Joe were still on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were still with the band. And yeah. And when I talk about it, you know, I'll mention what I like. But I think there's some excellent guitar playing from Jimmy on that song.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I just don't like the sequencing. Joe says he likes it where it's sequenced. I just think the mood of the album is set with London Town, and then we go into this other one. Tony says, didn't George Harrison compliment Cafe on the Left Bank? No, George actually complimented I'm Carrying. He really liked I'm Carrying off of this record. If you get that book that I was telling you about, it's written in there. That's actually where I first read that. Okay. In the Keith Badman After the Beatles Breakup.
After the Beatles 2000.
Right. Yeah, because they have press releases about all the album. And when the album came out, it was all George says on, you know, whatever, March of 78, he liked I'm Carrying.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Okay, that was me for number 11. You're number 10.
Okay, yeah, top 10 now. I've had enough. I've had enough, really. And, you know,
No.
Yeah, exactly. The rockers that, you know, that had Jimmy on them on, let's say, the last two albums, I just think really just overshadow these two rockers that are on there, because I just feel that, yeah, they're rockers. They're just weak rockers, I think. And they just don't have that oomph, kind of like, you know, like a Junior's Farm or, you know, Beware My Love. You know what I mean?
Well, like I said, that's why I think this album I see where people kind of malign, because it's like, is it trying to be a rock album or a folk album? And those two tracks kind of are not really, they confuse it a little bit. They're good tracks. They're okay tracks, but they mess with the flow of the record.
Right. Right. Is it a folk record? Is it a rock record? Is it a synth record? It's
all
right. over the place.
It's all over the place. And you've got these other, you know, I've had enough, like right after, like, you know, children and girlfriend. And then all of a sudden, you know, I've had enough. And you're like, whoa, what's this now? You know?
I'm not the biggest fan of the hand clapping throughout the song. I think the guitar work could have been a little bit better. And
one video would have been enough for this, Paul. You know, you had two videos where I've had enough.
One introduced like two band members that didn't play on it.
Right. No, but I know, but like there was two variants. Right.
Yeah, exactly. There's two videos with two new band members that didn't play on the track.
I know.
Right. Which is fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Number 10 for me, which you had a little bit lower, is Children. The only reason why I have it where it is that because it ties in with the folk theme of the record.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with your sentiments about it, how it's kind of just like singing about children and kind of la la la, and it's very twee. I get all that. But in terms of the concept of the album, I like it. And I like the playing on it. I think the lyrics are a little, but I really enjoy the musicianship on that song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why I have children, just pure for the sake of the concept of the album is tied in with it more.
Yeah, and you know, I liked when we were doing that London Town episode with our buddy Owen. You know, when doing research, I was reading that how, you know, Paul and Denny were kind of like helping each other out with their arrangements, you know, on the tracks, and I think you can definitely feel like, you know, McCartney had a lot of work, you know, on that arrangement there. So, I mean, it's not bad, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you've got to get a little bit of a Celtic feel with that song, which is kind of why I like it. You know, yeah. I mean, again, the lyrics are, but you hear those whistles and stuff, and you hear you right. have has a nice Celtic sound to it. Serge says the mix on the record is low? Question mark.
Yeah, yeah, he said that on our Facebook page. You know, so I'm sure that will be different when the when we get the archive.
Oh, sure.
Release, you know.
Yep. Number nine.
Number nine. Famous Groupies. You know, I mean, again, I like it. I mean, I don't love it. I mean, we're still at the part where I'm liking these songs. Lyrically, it's okay. Yeah, his vocals are really, you know, you got question the way he's singing it, but, it's fine. It's a grower. But lyrically, I kind of dig it. You know, I kind of like dig the Roop only paid in rupees, and there was a lead guitarist who lived in, you know, and what was
Epic,
the full name?
Epping Forest,
right?
Which was a Genesis song too, which yeah, I love that right. reference, the Battle of Epping Forest.
There you go. Right. Man. That's right. That's right. so I kind of dig the lyrics, you know, on this one. You know, so kind of glad we differ on that a little bit. Cool. You know?
Joe says had enough for his top four or five on this record for him. Okay.
Well, I mean, that's, I mean, again, because it's so approachable. I think it's safe. You know, I mean, people know it. You know, it's a safe rocker. How about that?
Plus, and I think it got the outreaches of the top 40, I want to say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a top 40. Yep.
Top 40, you know. So it wasn't like, you know, it was released as a single. It was pushed as a single. So, yep. you know, so of course, there's if it's going to have a little more of attraction as a hit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why. So, number nine for me, Don't Let It Bring You Down. That was song was a grower. I kind of felt like Tom years ago. Actually, I used to skip it quite a bit. And as we learned about it, even that episode with Owen,
yeah,
I actually got more appreciation for it. Mm. After kind of doing that episode with him,
right? Yeah, yep,
and learning yep. about the kind of work that went into it, and all the instruments that are on that track.
Right.
And how, you know, he starts out very low, you know, yeah. oh, some things. And towards yeah. the end, he's like, you know, pipe those. He's just yelling, you know, he's just belting it out, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So, and then it just has that nice little kind of guitar fade out. Overlooked. That yeah. song is on Pure McCartney. I know one of these songs is on there. I know it is. Wait a minute. It is. See, I knew it. I yep. knew it. Don't Let It Bring You Down is on here. I freaking knew it. Okay. So it wasn't. And Girlfriend is too.
Hey, Girlfriend is.
Yes, it is. I freaking knew
it. Oh, you know what? It's not on the vinyl.
Girlfriend is on disc.
I was looking at the vinyl.
It's not on the vinyl? Why would it not be on the vinyl? This is the same.
Because vinyl. You can only get as much on. Because
what?
You can't get as much music on vinyl as you can on a CD.
That's true. I could have sworn. Yeah. So Girlfriend's only on the CD.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now. I'm looking at it right now. It's the Girlfriend is not on the vinyl.
Okay, but yeah. Don't Let It Bring You Down. I think somebody at NPL thought enough for this to get on.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, let me see if it's on the vinyl. With a little luck, is on the vinyl.
Tom Brennan, Don't Let It Bring You Down was a grower for him too. He put it at six.
Yeah.
Serge, I've Had Enough was the only tune from London Town on the 79 tour. Yes, that's sadly accurate. Would have been nice.
Don't Let It Bring You Down is not on the vinyl either.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I just assumed that whatever was on the CD was on the vinyl, but they can't do that because they can't fit it all on there, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so number eight.
Go eight for you, Joe says, poor choices for Pure McCartney, Paul.
Joe said that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Eight. Okay. I think this is a much bigger improvement than you know, Warm and Beautiful and Love and Song. I'm Carrying. Really, really like this
Whoa.
One musically.
You got it at eight?
Yes. Yes.
Damn. Hi.
Yeah. But see, we're still in the part where I'm really starting to love the songs now. Yeah. You know, but I'm Caring. I really dig. I really dig the way the acoustic sound. Wow, that starts. I dig. You know, a lot of the what you think is orchestration in the back is really synth work.
Yes.
Or keyboard. You know, so I really dig that too. And I love his vocals on this track.
Yeah, because I think Dylan was telling us that he thought there were strings on this, but I don't think there's any. There's no string players on this.
There's not strings, but there's brass.
Is there?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll
even go back to look at Luca's book.
Yeah, see who played on it. But meanwhile, let's catch up on a car. Hudson said, less songs on vinyl are also missing off the ground tracks on vinyl, I believe. I don't know about that. Off the Ground vinyl has the same track listing as the CD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it could be strings. I could be wrong, but...
Yeah, what does Lucas say?
It just says unknown musicians. But you got the electric guitar with that gizmo that, yes, that we were talking about. Are with we... Owen. Where,
yes.
Where the members of TCC
got him showed in the back. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
John Marino says, we thought it was a derivative of Yesterday. Okay. Mm. I think it's better than it's better than Yesterday. How about that?
Yeah.
It is. Sorry. Wow,
that's a bold statement there.
I'm sorry. It is. If more people heard this song and Yesterday, I'm telling you, they would like, that's a great song.
Yeah.
But they don't, because it's on a late 70s Wings album. People don't know.
Right.
They just know the hit for it. I'm telling you, this is my whole thing with McCartney. The buried gems on these albums that most people have, outside of us and our fans, have no idea about.
Right.
All
right. So you're 8 now?
Backwards Traveler.
Oh, wow.
Backwards Traveler, top 8. I think from here on out, for the most part, except for 1 and 2, they've all could have interchanged. That was really just how I had to rank them. The only reason I put it at 8 is because it's too short. It's just too short. It's so awesome.
Right.
It's so awesome, but it's just too short. it's you know, and then you just wish it could go on and on and on for like at least another 2 minutes.
Right.
Great groove, great feel. You know, always going back in time. It just starts out of nowhere. Yep. Ooh, hey, I mean, that's awesome.
Yep.
You know, and it's got a great feel for the record. Hudson's clarifying his comment. No, on pure McCartney vinyl, there is no Off the Ground. Oh, right.
Right, right, right.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing. There's no Off the Ground on that.
And there's no Flowers in the Dirt either.
No, there is no.
There's no flowers in the Dirt. Right.
Right.
There's no Flowers in the Dirt on there.
Right. Because we have Wine Dark Open Sea on there.
Right. Well, right. That's on the CD, I know, but let's take a look and make sure it's Wine Dark Open Sea isn't on the vinyl, which I don't think it is. But you got Sing the Changes on here.
Yeah.
You know, you got Only Mama Knows on here, but you don't have Hope for the Future, but no, you don't have Wine Dark Open Sea on the vinyl either. You got Aerosmith.
Right, but not only on the CD.
Yeah, only on the CD. So you're definitely getting more for your money on the CD.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Okay. So Backwards Travel was my 8. It's just too short.
Okay. That's what she said.
Again with that comment.
Anyways, okay, 7. All right, I like this one a little bit better than you do, Name and Address. I do dig his vocals on there. I do think it's a little step above I've Had Enough. You know, I like the doom 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 doom, you know, of that song. So, and I like the way it just, you know, stops. I know a lot of people can't stand that, you know, just the way it abruptly stops. I think that's kind of cool because, you know, that's not as common. You know, a lot of songs just don't stop for McCartney. You usually get that fade out. But I dig it. I dig it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So
Backwards Travel demo will hopefully be on the archive collection longer than the release version, but it repeats just because Paul didn't write any more verses of it. Yeah. Yeah, the demo is longer. It's like about 3 minutes and change, Tom.
Who said that?
Oh, Tom Brennan. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The demo is pretty cool. It gets a little bit funkier and it's like 3 minutes longer, but he just repeats.
Yeah, hopefully that's added on the archive. Yeah.
Absolutely. Number 7 for me, and you're going to wonder why I was just hating on these rockers, but I've Had Enough. Only because it's easy. It's easy to rank because it's simple enough. I mean, the hand clap thing, I know what you were saying about it, but again, the fact that it got a live airing too, and that he acknowledged it like on tour in 79, is kind of probably why I've brought it up a little bit more, because I discovered that live version much later. So I kind of got another appreciation for it. So, kind of goes in the middle of nowhere, babe, you know, sometimes kind of is a little bit, I don't know. Good track. It messes with the folk thing in the album, which I obviously like, but, it's a simple rocker.
Yeah.
Better than Name and Address, in my opinion. Yeah. And that's why I have it at 7.
At 6, talk about messing up the folk rock thing. Morse Moose and the Grey Goose, the song that ends the album. Man, this was again a song that I never really cared for.
Yeah, you got everything. You got folk in this song.
Yeah, but you got everything else. So you got the kitchen sink.
That's the beauty of it. That's why it's the last track.
Yeah,
it's everything in it.
Right. And I just really dig what they were doing with, you know, just like the pounding on the piano. I mean, it just everything, the kitchen sink in this. And I really dig Paul's vocal, especially when he's singing, you know, he's Morris Moose and, you know, and all that. And, right. you know, really just a well done track. And I think this really showed, you know, what Paul and Denny could do if they, you know, if they had more time to, you know, experiment, you know, and do stuff like this, because I really wish they would have done more experimental stuff like this.
Yeah.
I don't think they did really.
No, they didn't. But this was them stretching themselves a little bit creatively.
Yeah, exactly.
And they didn't really do too much of that.
No.
Jamming out. That was your number.
It was number six.
Six. Yeah. Six for me, as Tom mentioned, a little few spots lower is Girlfriend.
Okay.
More for the more for the playing, not so much the falsetto. Okay. Good bass groove, but good bass. I always like the good bass part on this and the guitar. There's a nice little guitar solo in the middle of it. Right. Check out that demo from the piano tape too, from 74, when he just hammers it out on the piano.
Right.
Lots of good wing stuff on that piano tape. Girlfriend's one of them too, where he's just kind of going through the motions. Mm. I've always enjoyed it. Got a better appreciation for it after hearing Jackson's version, which I didn't hear till years later, Michael Jackson's version. And I'm like, gotcha. Okay, this is cool. Gotcha. You know,
when I look back on it now, I always, every once in a while, I wonder, did I hear the Michael Jackson one first or did I hear the Paul McCartney one first?
Oh, Joe just said he don't even remember Moose. Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, you got a YouTube Beatle channel and you don't know Morris Moose and the Great Goose?
He's got to go back and listen to the album. He's got to go back and listen to the album.
Come on, Joe. It's go listen to all 6 minutes and 27 seconds of it. Come on. and let us know how you think.
Right.
Right. Serge says, great bass riff on Morse Move. He likes the Twin Freaks mix with Coming Up Mashed.
That's right. It was, that's right.
Yes, they did a lot of that.
We got to talk about Twin Freaks soon.
Yeah, we have to do that. We'll get to that. Yeah. Looks like London Town, the song, will be high on both your lists. That was Tony.
Yeah.
Safe to say that. Yeah, we'll see. We're getting there.
Yeah.
You're right, number five.
Number five. Okay. Well, the song we just talked about, London Town. This is where.
I didn't know it was going to come up that close.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, you know, again, you know, like you said, I mean, it does kind of set the mood for the album. I like this song when I'm not watching the video. If I'm listening to the CD, I really like the song. When I'm watching the video, I just think it's just so cheesy.
It's so bad. Even with Victor Spinetti in it.
Yeah, exactly. It is so bad.
It was not a good video.
No, not really. However, I think this one was directed by Michael Lindsay Hogg. I got to go back and check on that one. But
it was, actually, I think.
Yeah, I think it was so, yeah. But I just love the mood of it. Lyrically, I think it's really good. And I think there's some really good harmonies, especially the London Town at the end with the, you know, the three, you know, Paul and Linda harmony on that. That's really smooth, really good. By this time, I mean, I think they were definitely at the peak of their harmonizing.
Oh.
And they could do no wrong with their harmonies at this point in time. You know,
no, they couldn't. Absolutely not. Let's see. Good song, bad video. Yeah, Nowhere Man. Hudson has his number five is I've Had Enough on Rocker. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Joe says like when Paul wails on the guitar of the video. Yeah. All right, number five for me is Deliver Your Children, which I think Tom's going to have a little bit higher because I know he likes that song quite a bit.
Yes.
Deliver Your Children's a great, great song. Out of the two kind of children Denny songs, this one is infinitely better. This was a Paul co-write, I think, too,
yes.
Right?
I think Denny and Paul, yeah.
Yeah. Little Spanish guitar work in this one.
Yes.
Throughout this song. You know, probably one of the best refrains that the two of them came up with. You know, deliver your children to the good life.
Right.
You know, that's just so ear catching good stuff, and it's buried on side two. Paul and Denny, great vocals throughout the whole song.
Yes, agreed.
You know, throughout the entire track, definitely a highlight for me, and that's why I have it at number five.
Okay, great. Number four. Your Namesake, The Backwards Traveler.
You have that ranked nice and high.
Yeah, but to your point, it is short. I mean, it's definitely one of those songs that I wish, could have been maybe another minute longer. You know, I love the singing. I love the sound effects. You know, kind of like if they're like in a time machine going back in time or whatever. Yeah. But you know, but yeah, I dig the vocals. But I think it sets up. What's after this? Is Cufflink after this one? Yeah, and I think it sets it up nicely. I think it sets up Cufflink nicely. You know,
got a new viewer here. Adam. Is one of Joe's followers. He says, "Hey guys, cool. I'm a kid that's always on Mr. Mayo's chat. So welcome."
Hey, well, thanks for joining us, Adam. Appreciate it.
Welcome, Adam.
Please subscribe if you like what you see, and you know, hang out with us from time to time.
Yeah, let's see. Catch up with some comments here. Hudson says he doesn't even remember side two all that well, other than with a little luck. Damn, you people gotta play this record or the CD, or the digital album. let's see. Nowhere Man was surprised where you had that rank. He goes, "Wow, very high for a short track." That's kind of how I felt too. But to your point, it's a great song.
I think it's solid. I mean, if it was another minute longer, maybe it might be number one. I don't know, but I dig it. Yeah, I really dig it.
Yeah, can you dig it? Yeah.
Yes.
Clearly, you can.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, number four for me. Morse Moose and the Grey Goose.
Ah, great. Yeah.
Again, a grower. If you had asked me this to rank this album 10 years ago, that might have been 14 or 13. Yeah. But you know, my musical palates have expanded since then, and I can really appreciate what's going on in that. My favorite bit of that song is the that middle bit. You know, Grey Goose goes a steady boat. People said she'd never float.
Yes.
I love that part. I love that part of the song. And the Grey Goose flew away, and then it's like, again, like you said, kitchen sink material. Everything's thrown into that track.
Right.
I think
you need to listen to the song with headphones to really get the layers and catch what's going on in that song.
Yeah. A couple more comments. Jonathan Z, this is his first live chat. Welcome, hey, Jonathan. He's watched all the past ranking videos. Thank you for that.
Thanks for being here.
Joe, it's obvious some of us never got through the whole record. Well, there's no
come on,
time like
Joe.
It. When we're done with the ranking the album,
right,
go to the record room, throw it on, put it on, and have a listen to it.
No more McCartney 3 copies for you until you listen to all of London Town.
John Marino, Morse, no. Waterspout should have replaced it. Always skip it.
Okay,
hey,
fair enough.
I think, you know, would I take Waterspout over Morse Moose? I think I would.
Probably. I mean, that's a great track. I mean, why it's been left in the back burner for so long is a mystery.
Yeah. Tom Brennan says Morse Moose is a lot like Uncle Albert, Albert Halsey. Very true.
Yeah.
Lots of that. Lots
wasn't,
of that.
Wasn't Waterspout a possibility for All the Best in 87?
Cold Cuts first in 81, and then it was supposed to be, it was like on the track.
Considered,
It was like it was included on an early track listing of All the Best, and then it was yanked.
Right. Yeah.
It was yanked. Catch up in comments here. Jonathan says he loves the channel. We thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
you. Carlos, he really loves the album London Town. Joe says, Tom and his headphones, I don't want tinnitus.
Okay. Fair enough.
Nowhere Man asks us, do we think Waterspout, Mull of Kintyre, and or Girl School would have fit on this album instead of tunes such as Name and Address and Girlfriend? I'm going to say yes to that.
Okay.
You throw Girl School. Now, that throws the album out of whack, too, because that's a punk rocker song. You know, Waterspout, Mull of Kintyre on this album?
Yeah.
And now we're talking like Venus and Mars, Band on the Run level, in my opinion.
Okay.
You're gonna put the number one selling song of all time in the UK on this record? That's a big deal.
I think that definitely elevates it, you know, a couple minutes. Yeah, you take off a couple tracks, like, you know, if you're not a fan of the rockers, like I've Had Enough or even Morse Moose. I mean, Mull of Kintyre is a lengthy song that could replace Morse Moose.
That could have replaced Morse Moose. You close the album with Mull of Kintyre and open up.
Come on.
Forget about it. Think about it. London Town opens it. Side two opens up with a little luck, and then you close the album with Mull of Kintyre. Forget about it.
What was it, like 2.3 million copies sold of that 45 or something like that?
It outsold, until that point, She Loves You was the best selling single in the UK, and then eclipsed by Do They Know It's Christmas, which was eclipsed by Elton's Candle in the Wind for Diana.
And
then I don't know what it's been since.
Yeah. All right, let's go to top three.
Adam says, can you get a shout out? Yes, Adam.
Adam,
we're giving you a shout out. Shout out to Adam. Thank you for popping in. Joe says Karma Chameleon took over for Mull of Kintyre. What? That's fake news, Joe. Look it up. It was Do They Know It's Christmas is the one that outclipsed Mull of Kintyre.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Karma Chameleon. No shot. Tom Liverani. Great show, guys. Thank you.
Thank you
very
you.
Much.
Thank you. Thank
Nowhere
you.
Man says the album has a nautical folk vibe throughout the album. Morse Moose, although odd, fits into that nautical mode.
Right.
Ten points for that guy right there. That
yeah, because you got the folk breakdown in the middle, like you said.
That is the comment. That sums the album up awesomely. That's a great. I agree with you 1,000%. Nowhere Man.
Yeah.
So
gotcha.
You're up, Thomas.
All right, top three. Now, I know you didn't dig it because you said it changed the whole landscape or the whole feel of the album, but I've always been a big fan of Cafe on the Left Bank. Okay. Always been, you know, I love the feel of that song. I like the, you know, the woo, you know, and just the way it starts. I love the Cafe on the Left. You know, I like that bit, you know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And one of the best parts about this whole album, I think, is Jimmy's guitar playing, you know, throughout that whole track. So a nod to our boy Jimmy McCullough. I think the unsung hero of this song.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know.
And on an album where, you know, Jimmy and Joe English were already gone by this point, it's a rare time where Jimmy gets the shine on this record because he's not on it much else.
Well, I mean, they're both on it pretty decently. I think there was only like four tracks that they're not on. Three to four tracks. Yeah, yeah. I mean, so...
But it's, you know, but that's one clear point where Jimmy can really shine on that track.
Yeah, and exactly. And I think that's it. And I think it's wonderful. It beats anything from, it beats the guitar playing. And
you're getting a lot of upvotes for that ranking of Cafe. Joe
that's
loves
fine.
It. Hudson loves it. Yeah, they like your ranking of that.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Let's catch up here. Jonathan says he grew up on All the Best, a few other Wings songs, and a whole lot of Beatles. Let's see. Hudson has Cafe also at three. Wow.
Oh, great.
Everybody likes Cafe. Very cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Three for you.
Three for me. I'm carrying. To me, as I said before, where Tom had it ranked, this is like top 10. This is like a top 10 McCartney song. I mean, listen, and it got the praises of George Harrison. So, yeah. I mean, that's pretty high praise. Lovely playing on it, lovely singing on it, just a gentle ballad. Right. Obviously written for Linda at the time, because this is all done like in 77. You know, the album comes out in March of 78, so obviously, you know, he wrote it for her. Mm-hmm. Great, great song, just a lovely ballad. And again, it's got brass on it, as we
right. Well, I want to correct myself because I you know, there are strings. I think there is strings on it if I remember correctly. So, but I mean, when you hear the synth work throughout that song, it does the synth does sound like it's the orchestration.
I mean, I'm Carrying is just you know, it's a perfect tender, gentle ballad.
Yeah,
actually, it almost could have fit in the vein of like as an album. You know how he likes to close his albums sometimes with a nice.
Yeah, like Treat Her Gently.
Right, something like that. Yeah. I could see this closing it too. I love his singing on it. FT Superstar Cafe would have been a great live song. Oh, interesting. Cafe Live, yeah, it would have been cool.
Right.
Christian said Captain Carrying is one of his top best tier ballads. Agree with that.
Okay.
Nowhere Man says there's a version without strings, which is nice. Yes, I've heard that on bootlegs as well.
Okay.
What do you got there for notes? Did you look on for the?
Oh no, I was kind of trying to see the orchestration. Who did the orchestration? Then if so, on the I'm Carrying, and I'm not seeing it just yet.
Yeah. Tom Brent says I'm Carrying was used on the In-Laws soundtrack.
Yes,
with the
right.
Love for You. Oh, I knew a Love
with
for
love
You was
for
on.
You.
I didn't
exactly.
think I'm Carrying was on it. Also.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Wow.
That's true. Good job. Good job there, Tom.
Good call there, Thomas. Yeah. I knew it was a Love for You, but did not realize I'm Carrying.
Mm-hmm.
Good on you. Let's see. Jonathan said, I've been a huge fan of McCartney and McCartney 1 and Ram for the past 13 years, but over quarantine, I've taken a deep dive of listening to every album back to back, including Wings of America. It's blowing me away. Welcome to the club.
If you really take the time to listen to his catalog, you're gonna, you know, be blown away.
Yeah. Adam asks, do you like Here's to the Night, Ringo's new song? Joe already answered for you. Tom does not like it, Adam. Actually, he said Tom hates it, Adam. I don't hate it, Adam. I like it. I don't love it, but I know where Tom's hanging from. I know why Tom gets he's a little tired of the whole, I'm going to sing a song with my friends again and do it again. Yeah. No, that's Tom's whole
thing. No, but his singing voice for these slower songs, just has never meshed with me. And we're going to now we're going to get into this, and I'm going to get more hate mail now. Great. Thanks.
I'm just answering it. I'm reading the chat for you to say.
All right. All right. Here. Fair enough.
Adam, I like it. I don't love it, but Tom doesn't. Christian asked, is that a London Town from a promo poster behind you? It is. It's like a huge 24 by whatever in-store display that I got actually at an antique center years ago.
Oh, no kidding.
It was like, and I think it was like $20 too. So
did you shite yourself when you saw that?
I said, yeah, I don't even think it was for sale. I'm like, yeah, how much?
Yeah.
I don't think the lady in the booth even knew what it was. I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. $20? Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay.
It's got little hooks on it. So I just took it down for this show today, but,
gotcha. Cool. Yeah,
it's an in-store display. It's one of my favorites, as Tom knows.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Top two.
You're up.
Number two, the number one hit with a little luck, is my number two. And, it's corny. I know people give it a hard time. A lot of people out there consider it, maybe consider it his worst number one throughout the 70s, or at least favorite number one. I know a lot of people don't like the synth breakdown in the middle of the song. But all of those reasons, I mean, I really dig it. I mean, his vocals are so great. The message, the positivity. Oh. I mean, I just feel, I can do anything when I listen to the song.
That song, if you had the crappiest day or crappiest mood and you put that song on.
Yeah, it changes everything.
You are instantly transported to a better place.
Even if you don't like this song, if you listen to it an hour later, you're humming it. It's in your mind. You know what I mean? You know, to echo what Lucas said when we had him on a couple weeks ago, there's those songs out there that you don't like, but when you listen to it, it gets planted in your brain. And the next thing you know, you're humming it and you're going, maybe I should check out that song again. And I think a lot of people can be like that with the song, but I mean, it's simple. It's, lyrically, it's not, I don't think it's its best, but again, it's just so positive. And that's what I really love about it, is the positivity of it.
Absolutely. The message is better than the lyrics, I think.
Absolutely.
This is the message of the song is the best.
And there's not too many instances where the message, moves me like that, as much as this one does.
So. Yeah. Let me catch up with some comments here. They're flying in hot and heavy here. With a little luck is and always will be a favorite of mine. It's so freaking good. Jonathan, agree. George says, open with Waterspout, close with Mull of Kintyre. Might have made it the best album. Agree.
Wow.
Agree. Let's see. Adam has said he subscribed to this channel because this is his favorite podcast. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
Joe reminds him, with a little luck reminds him of summer at 16. Luck, little with a little luck was in the middle of the disco craze, which it was. Thank you, Serge. Nowhere Man says he can see why Paul never played it live, but they tried, as Tom just said.
Right.
Tom just said they rehearsed it for the Japanese tour, and there's video.
Yep.
On YouTube, you can watch Paul in the at his house with the band, Last Line of the Wings, and they tried it. And we actually interviewed Lawrence Schuber.
Yes, Lawrence Schuber, and he confirmed it. Yes,
he said that this song would not have come off well live.
Right,
too tough. Let's see, it's pure pop single. John Marino, absolutely.
Yes. Yep.
I'm asking you, Tom, did you frame?
It's pure McCartney. Really?
Did you frame your Paul albums behind you? Are they framed? Your Paul album.
Yes, they are framed. Yes.
Cool.
Yep. They're all framed.
Yeah. Jonathan's. Just a little show us there. Matt Smith, love that song. My mom always grew up in the pre-rock days, loved it, and always reminds me of her. That's what it is. That's music, man. Jonathan, are you going to rank the Wings albums? We're doing it, man. This is the eighth.
We're doing it. Yeah.
This is the eighth one.
Yeah.
we've been doing it. This is the we. If you go back to our YouTube,
we're going channel, in chronological order of Paul's career. So that means solo Paul, Wings Paul, then solo Paul. So
yeah. Yes. The main records. Yeah. Do you have the Tripping the Life Fantastic promo poster, Andy? I do not. Yeah. Okay. So, at the end of this, yes. Are we going to rank them? Are we going to rank the albums at the end of this?
We're going to rank the whole Canon albums. Absolutely. Okay. What I'm thinking is, okay, what, let's just say, what is there, 24, 25 McCartney records. We'll do 10, we'll do 10, and then we'll do like five or whatever's remaining, I'm thinking.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We'll do like 20 to 10, or you know what I mean? So we'll do 20 to 11, 10 to whatever. We'll figure it out for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we will do that. No, he says, he means, are we going to rank them against each other? No. I don't think so, right?
No, well, I don't know. We'll figure something out. I mean,
yeah,
we're gonna do some kind of ranking with all the albums.
Yes, we will. Yeah. Stay tuned. We will do some kind of ranking of the albums, all the albums as we go through it. Yeah. My number two is With a Little Luck.
Okay.
As Tom said, for all the reasons why, the positivity, the synths. I can't stand when I'm driving around in the car, and if I hear the radio edit, I can't stand it because I'm like, but sometimes you'll get a friendly station that will play the full bit right. The middle. I love it. I love the synth work in that. There's a great version of a guide vocal that it's just him with a drum machine going to it which is out there
right.
too. That's fantastic.
Yeah. The full length version is on Wings Greatest too.
I think
that's really cool.
Yeah, they throwing the 545 version on Wings Greatest was really nice.
Yep.
Again, the video might be more like a London Town a little bit cheesy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. You're right.
A little on the cheesy side. But again, you can't argue against the message of the song and the how it makes you feel.
Right.
And I think the reason that we still hear it is because it's a very friendly, it's a good song.
Exactly. Yeah.
It marks the bill in terms of all the radio programmers and playlists. I mean, I remember hearing With a Little Luck on New York radio stations forever,
yeah.
Growing up as a kid. So it's made its mark with that. Yep. Synth work is absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Cool. All right. So I guess we're at the number one spot and, I want good eggs, so I'm going to feed that hen.
I knew it. I knew you would have.
Listen, deliver your children. I know I've seen a lot of people have this lower on their list, and I can understand why. I really think that this really is, when you think Paul and Denny working together, I think this is pretty much like the height of what they can do together, whether it's singing together, writing together, playing together. I think this has all this is great on all three levels. Lyrically, it's just so fun to follow,
it is a lot of great guitar work and
yes.
Paul and Denny. It's like no words times two.
Right, and I think, I said you robbed me before, so I'm robbing you back. And if you don't, if it don't put you straight, I'll put you on the right track. Just stuff like that. I mean, it's just really fun. I had me a woman. She was good and clean. She spent all day with the washing machine. Just stuff like that. I find humorous and fun. And I love the chorus. Deliver your children to the good life.
Good life.
Give them peace and shelter and a fork and knife. I really like that a lot. And the minute I heard this song, I fell in love with it the very first time I heard the song. I mean,
been big on this one.
Yeah. This wasn't a grower or anything. This was just like what I kind of like to hear, So,
yeah.
It's my number one.
Wow. So Deliver Your Children is number one.
Your Children at the moment in this point in my life is number one for London Town. Sure.
Awesome. John Marino, do you have the Water Wings 3 CD boot? I do, John. And that's where you can kind of hear all this stuff, the Watermelon Bay sessions and all that stuff that were done in
right.
77 where they did all this stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so I know Tom's not big into boots. I am. So that's why I've heard a lot of these other versions of that are out there, and they're all on YouTube. So go check them out if you haven't.
Yeah, I'm starting to check those out because a lot of, like you said, a lot of them are on YouTube. So slowly starting to check them out. You know,
yeah, they're fantastic, and you really get great insight to how the songs were developed.
True, very true.
You really can. So, Nowhere Man said, this song has another nautical feel with its melody. He's talking about Deliver Your Children.
Children, right.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can hear the Denny influence on that one.
Yep.
Vocals with Paul and Denny were great. Absolutely. Yeah. With that song. I could see people putting that number one or two on this album because it's such a good example of those two working together and performing.
What they're able to accomplish
at their high point, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This was Denny Lane's strongest contribution, I think, to a Wings album.
Good point. I honestly believe that.
I think this was Denny Lane's peak of being a member of Wings.
Wings.
You know, right. You got to remember, Bull of Kintyre is written during this time.
Yeah, he has the co-write on that. Yeah.
Co-write on that. So this 77, 78 was really Denny's kind of coming into his own, and then he shines on this album. So it's not, you know, I can see why you have that at number one. Christian asked, was Cage a London Town session? No, that's a Back to the Egg. That's a Back to the Egg outtake, and a great one at that.
What about Boyle Crisis?
Boyle Crisis is also Back to the Egg, or might be. I think it's always been. Yeah, I think it's always been Back to the Egg as well. I think.
I'll have to go back and look at that. We got to get the Eight Arms to Hold You book out.
Actually, I think it goes back. Yeah, I think it might predate London Town, actually. I think it's like 76.
Jackson Mars, maybe?
76, 77, Boyle Crisis.
I'll have to look that up.
Just over the top of my head, I think it's 76, 77. So my number one, no surprise, is the title track, London Town. I played this song so much as a kid that my mother used to yell down, play another song off this record, please. I've heard it 1,000 times. Somebody as a big Anglophile as I am, I lived in England for 2 years.
Right.
I traveled to England 3 times before that, so I've always been a big Anglophile. And this song just sets that mood for me. You know, as somebody commented on one of our social media posts, he was driving over the Tower Bridge in the song.
Yes, that's right.
You know, I tried to recreate that photo when I was in London with my grandfather. Didn't come out so good. But it's just Linda's vocals on it.
Yes.
The harmonizing. I sent you that video earlier.
Yep.
It's really the apex of the three of them harmonizing and singing, and especially towards the end of the song. Again, terrible video, but London Town to me, simplistic, the nautical feel, as Nowhere Man said. Silver Rain was falling down.
Down, yep.
Very, very, very.
I do like the opening chords. And then I like that how that bass goes.
You put that record on and you hear, you're hearing these vibes going like, what is this record going to be?
Yep.
You know, it's totally different. And it's just, and it's like, this is going to be a chill record. This is good. Yep. You know,
it's a chill record.
It is. It is
a chill record.
Thomas said, would have loved to have heard the song live. Andy, do you have the US albums box set? I do. It's going to be really fun to see this album reappraised hopefully at the end of this year when it comes out. Really.
Absolutely.
Really, really hope so. I mean, there's
because I'm sure the bass and the drums will come up a little bit.
It's mixed a little bit low. It is.
Right. Yeah.
You've got promotional videos here. You know, you've got London Town with a little luck, two for I've Had Enough. Yep. And God knows what else that they'll bundle in with this, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, the sessions that they recorded half this album on a boat, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure there'll be clips of those. You know, we'll probably get like a making of Mull and Kintyre maybe, or we'll get the two videos for that probably on here as well.
Absolutely.
There was a couple videos for Mull and Kintyre, I believe, as well.
There were the ones from the Mike Yarwood show, and there's three or four for Mull and Kintyre.
Yeah.
Tony Laughlin asked us, are we going to rank Run Devil Run? We're not, because we're only doing, Cannon McCartney albums.
Pretty much non-cover albums, which begs the question, should we do, you know, Broad Street? Is there enough, newer material on Broad Street to rank that one? But we'll get to that bridge when we get there, you know. But like the Russian album Run Devil Run and Kisses on the Bottom, there's a good chance we might not do that to start, maybe eventually.
Right. Well, maybe we'll do a separate series where we do the covers and standards and other kind of
and experimental stuff. You know,
twin freaks and things like that. Right. You know,
firemen.
Right. We'll do that as a separate thing once we're done with the main.
Right.
The main discography.
Main canon.
Yeah, the main canon. So, yeah, I listened to the album a couple times this week, getting ready for the show, and I'm sure Tom did too. Joe Mayo, you need to listen to side two. Adam asks, "Are we going to rank Press to Play?" We are going to rank Press to Play.
Yes, we sure are going to.
We're going. We're going in order. We're going in order. So,
so next week we'll be Back to the Egg. And like I said before, when we get done with Back to the Egg, what we're going to do is the following week, we're going to go back and we're going to take all the non-album singles and we'll rank those from the 70s. So we'll take Another Day. We'll take Junior's Farm, High, 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 you know, Ireland, Back to the Irish, you know, Mull and Fire.
And the B-sides, right?
And the B-sides, you know, yeah. I mean, so it'll be quite a list, you know, it'll be a little bit of a lengthy list, but we're going to do all the non-album B-sides and A-sides. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Go back and cover the tracks.
Well, next week's include The Broadcast and The Reception. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely they will. Hmm. Absolutely they will. John asks, are we going to do the Liverpool Sound College? No. No, because it's you know, again, that'll be a part of an experimental series that we do.
Yeah, exactly.
At some point,
right.
Christian's a B sides. We did a show. We've done a show on B sides.
Yes, we're up to the 90s. Yeah, we started. We did a 70s, 80s, and 90s B side shows. There's peppered in throughout the episodes of Two Legs.
So. Yeah, when are we gonna go live again? Next Wednesday at 9
next
p.m.
Next Wednesday
at 9 p.m. Eastern for Back to the Egg. Yep. Yep. Nowhere Man says, you guys should do Broad Street. Just listened to it last night. Not a great album, but it brought back good memories. We'll think about it. Jonathan asks, will O Woman O Y be included? Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's a non-album track. Non-album track. Yep.
Yeah. Nowhere Man, I love your show, guys. Are you always on Wednesday nights? At what time? Caught you tonight late by chance. Yes, we're pretty much every Wednesday night for Rank the Tracks at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
For this
and please,
series.
Yeah. So if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe and then click on that little bell and then you'll get notified for when we are, in fact, live.
Anybody who's new, they like you, subscribe to us on YouTube. We just hit 400 subscribers.
Yes.
Please.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you to that. Are we going to rank off the ground and flowers and dirt? Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
As soon as we get there.
Will you do one or all of the McCartney live LPs? Oh, like live albums?
Yeah, the live albums, maybe not. Probably not. But I'll tell you what we'll do. I will take all the live albums and we'll rank them as albums.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of ranking the tracks on the live albums, we'll just rank the live albums.
We'll just rank the live albums. Because it's kind of hard to rank live albums because you've got Beatles songs on there and
you can go by his voice, you can go by the instrumentations, you can go on
I think we all know what number one is gonna be. Come on.
But after that Amoeba release, you know, that's up there too.
That's up there. It's up there, yeah. People, Mac Maca has such a good album to review. I'm already waiting for the Back to the Egg. Good work, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Great. So thank you all for being here. Absolutely. If you haven't, after this is posted in the morning or later on tonight,
it'll be on tonight. As soon as we're done.
Yeah, leave your track listing. I mean, how would you rank this album? Write it down in the comments, and we'll check it out, and maybe we'll leave a comment. Or definitely a thumbs up, and really appreciate you guys for being here. So like Andy said, next week, Back to the Egg, which I think is going to be definitely a fun ranking, which I think we'll hopefully differ on that one as well.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
You know, if either of us have Reception or something or
High,
I mean, who knows?
Right.
Or The Broadcast. And listen, David Bowie thought The Broadcast should be a single. He did.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, speaking of David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when Talk More Talk, we were at the White Album Symposium 2 years ago for in 18 or almost 3 years ago now.
Three now.
We got to talk to Chris Thomas, who, as we know, was the co-producer of Back to the Egg. And he had said that you know, because the recording of the album was taking so long, and Paul's, you know, he always changes his mind or is never always happy. David Bowie was commenting on a track about how much he liked the bass playing on a certain track. So after he told that to Paul, Paul later on went back and changed it.
Wow.
Right. So just to give you an idea of how he's never, you know, satisfied or what, you know, during the recording session.
Never is.
Yeah. So pretty funny story from Chris Thomas. We need to try to get on this show as well.
Yeah, the producer of Back to the Year.
So coming up for the rest of January, this Saturday, we're going to have our buddy Dylan Seavey. Now, Dylan Seavey, he did the music for the intro and the outro for our show. He's been on a couple times. And what we did was we talked about instrumentals on that particular show, which is something not a lot of people talk about, the instrumentals from Paul McCartney. So we kind of bring some light to that. After that, we're going to have our good friend, Mr. Mayo, Joe Mayo. We're going to be talking about collecting McCartney 3, our experience, the whole experience of this whole McCartney 3 situation just is begging for more conversation. So our good buddy Joe is going to join us for that. Actually, sandwiched in between those two shows, we're going to be revisiting the Paul McCartney in Red Square concert film. So be on the lookout for that as well. And then to end of January, we're going to be talking to the one and only Gabe Dixon, who a lot of people may know as the piano keyboard player for Driving Rain. So we're going to be getting some input into the Driving Rain session. So really looking forward to talking to Gabe Dixon about that. So
absolutely. So 2021 is off and running, and
we're off to a start. Yeah,
we've got shows ready for the rest of the Saturdays that they go out 10 o'clock Eastern, and we have Ranking the Tracks. So we have lots of content, and we're very happy and thankful and appreciative that you guys out there watch us and tune into us and support us, because this is just our passion, and you know, we love Paul, so this is what we do.
That's right. So everybody out there, thank you again. As always, like I say at the end of every show, have a great day. Or
George, we're going to a couple more comments. Red Square is a great video. It is. Right. George says Bowie's birthday is this Friday.
Ah,
it's also mine too.
Ooh,
I share Bowie with David Bowie, Elvis, and me.
Really? Wow, you got a star-studded birthday there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. So Capricorns. So yeah. But yeah. I know you guys think it was a weak Pink Floyd-esque song, but it paints a cool world. Oh, he's talking about Loop.
Oh yeah. It does. It kind of would play pretty cool in like a sci-fi film.
It would have been perfect for that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So Richard Nixon also. Wow, didn't know that.
Oh. Cool. Excellent. Well, anything else you want to add before we sign off?
That's it, brother. Another show in the books. Thank you.
Yeah. Take care, everybody. Glad you're here. And like I said, you know, have a great day and a beautiful